Hi-yo, baby bunt, and daddy's gone a-hunting to get a rabbit skin to wrap the baby bunting in. Here come to do the riding, riding, riding. Here come to do the riding, ransom, ransom, some tea. What are you riding here for, here for, here for? What are you riding here for? Ransom, ransom, some tea. We're riding here to get married, married, married. We're riding here to get married, ransom, ransom, some tea. Which one of us will you have, sir? Have, sir, have, sir. Which one of us will you have, sir? Ransom, ransom, some tea. You're all too ragged and dirty, dirty, dirty. You're all too ragged and dirty, ransom, ransom, some tea.
She tired and fast as she may think, and when security done, says she now stands upon the brink and are prepared to run. All down the hill his loving bride now came with all her force. To push him in he stepped aside, and she fell in, of course. And she fell in, of course. And she fell in, of course. So splashing, dashing like a fish, oh, save me, Johnny Sands. I can't, my dear, though much I wish, for you have tied my hands. For you have tied my hands. For you have tied my hands. Come home, dear father, come home with me now. The clock in the steeple strikes one. You promised that you would come home from the shop as soon as your day's work was done. Our fires are gone out and our house is all dark, and mother's been watching since tea, with poor brother Benny so sick in her arms and no one to help her but me. Come home, dear father, come home with me now. The clock in the steeple strikes two. The night has grown colder and Benny is worse, and he has been calling for you. Indeed he is worse, mother says he will die, perhaps before morning shall dawn. And this is the message she sent me to bring, come quickly or he will be gone. Come home, dear father, come home with me now, the clock in the steeple strikes three. The night is so lonely, the hour so long, for poor weeping mother and me. Indeed we're alone and poor Benny is dead, and gone with the angels of life. And this is the very last words that he said, I want to kiss Papa goodnight. Remember what I tell you, put my little shoes away. Santa Claus, he brought them to me with a lot of other things. And I think he brought an angel with a pair of golden wings. Mother, I will be an angel by perhaps another day. So remember what I tell you, put my little shoes away. Soon the baby will be larger, and they'll fit his little feet. And he'll look so nice and cunning as he walks along the street. I dreamed last night of my true love, all in my arms I had her. Her long yellow locks like strands of gold, all tangling round my pillow. When I awoke she was not there, and I had my dream without her. The pretty little miss I loved so well, they called her the Rainbow Ella. Straight to her uncle's house, inquiring of my lover. There's none such here, the answer was, which put my heart to weeping. I heard a voice come from above, descending from a window. My heart it is to be with you, though the locks and bolts do hinder. I stood a while all in the wind, a viewing of her features. My passion flew, my sword I drew, I swore those rooms I'd enter. Her uncle and some other men straight after me did follow. They swore before they let her go,
In my heart's blood they'd wallow. I make those doors when splendors fly, and the locks and bolts did clatter, but the pretty little miss fell off so well, so quickly I came at her. The blood was shed on every side, but I got my love from amongst them. Fight on, brave boys, if you gain such a bride, you'll have to fight and take her. One morning in May, I spied a fair couple making their way. One was a lady so bright and so fair, the other a soldier, a bowman of war. "Saying, where are you going?" "To the river," says she. "We're going to the river down close by the spring, to see the wash light and hear the nightingale sing." They had not been there but an hour or two, till out of a satchel a fiddle he drew. He played her a tune, 'cause the valleys do ring. "Hark, hark," says the lady, "how the valleys do ring. Hark, hark," says the soldier, "hear the nightingale sing." "Now, now," says the soldier, "'tis time I should go." "No, no," says the lady, "just play a tune more. I'd rather hear a fiddle or touch on the string than see the waters glide or hear the nightingale sing." He tuned up his fiddle to a much higher string. He played her a tune, 'cause the valleys do ring. "Hark, hark," says the lady, "how the valleys do ring. Hark, hark," says the soldier, "hear the nightingale sing." "Now, now," says the lady, "won't you marry to me?" "No, no," says the soldier, "that never can be. I've a wife in old Flandel with children twice three. One wife is a plenty, too many for me. I'll go back to old Flandel and stay there a year. Instead of cold water, drink ale, wine, and beer. If ever I return, 'twill be in the spring, to see the water slide and hear the nightingale sing. Come, all you fair ladies, take warning from me. Don't place your affections on a fiddler so free. He'll hug you and kiss you and tell you more lies than sands on the seashore or stars in the sky." "Childie little horsey, down in town, my little horsey, you'll fall down." Tom come walking down the meadow in the long summer day, looking for a sweetheart in the long summer day. "Where shall I find her in the long summer day? Right here I find her in the long summer day. Walk and talk together in the long summer day. Walk."